the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you to control the content, so head on over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, we are going to talk about, if we get a chance, the Belgian record that has been set for most days without government. And we'll get to that here in a moment. But first, your thoughts, your calls. Lee is listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Hello, Lee. Lee, in Charleston? Someone's there. Say hello. Yes.
Hello there.
Is this Lee?
Yes, it is.
Lee, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think a lot of people really don't understand some of the issues that are going on in Wisconsin there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple points. Point one is that the governor gave a $141 million tax cut to big business and people that would normally support him, and his proposal with what he's going to do with the his proposal to raise $117 million from teachers and garbage collectors and people like that. So this is kind of a something that he created, $141 million tax cut, $117 million that he's going to raise from the garbage collectors and teachers. Now the Wisconsin version of the Congressional Budget Office said that this year there was going to be $121 million surplus, and they put this letter out a few weeks ago. So if you take the tax cuts out, then you wouldn't have to raise so much from the teachers and garbage collectors. Now,
well, not the way, I'd like to jump in here if I could. So the fact is that this is what happens every time that one of the parties gets in control. That's what politics is. It's the ability to reward your friends and punish your enemies, and that's why I think that it's such a messed up system. I mean, the average person when they look at this, they say, well, the teachers and whomever are going to have to pay about what I have to pay for insurance. And they already make more money than I make, and they've got a job. And so few public service employees have lost their jobs as a result of the recession that we've gone through here. So it's difficult to, and I agree that a lot of rich people make out with the government. That's what the government's about. The government's about powerful people and rich people getting together to screw everybody. And the idea that somehow we're going to be able to wrest the control away from those powerful people and those rich people, to me, seems fallacious.
Well, you know, I don't think that it is. I think that if people really understood what was going on, if people realized that the Koch brothers, multi-billion-dollar people, and all these people were behind the Tea Party and paying for the buses to haul them to all of these rallies and all of that.
Wait, then they're going to vote Democrat? Come on. We had all Democrat. We had that from 2006 or 2008 to 2010. And what happened? We got screwed. We had all Republican from 2000 to 2006. And what happened? We got screwed. There's a revolution afoot. Is it going to be pretty? No. But, I've got to say that I'm interested in seeing something different than what we had. I mean, Obama promised translucency in the government, and he freaking lied, you know?
No, he didn't lie. He promised to get us out of Iraq. He did.
No, he didn't. What? There are more than 50,000 troops in Iraq. That's a damn lie.
Yep, but all the combat troops are out, and that's
what do you think troops are? You think troops serve grits?
Are they planting flowers?
He said that he would stop combat operations in Iraq, and that's what he did.
They're still driving around with Jeeps with 50 cals on.
Oh, this is the one where they changed the name of the operation. It's no longer a combat operation. What did they call it? It was a
securing force or something.
Yeah, security and advisory operation with 50,000 occupying troops.
That's how we started the Vietnam War.
But just like we continue to have troops in Korea and in Germany, that's the same kind of deal that we're going to
Iraq. I'm against that, too.
So, yeah, how do you feel about that? Is that okay with you, too, like occupying the whole world, basically, with U.S. troops?
You know, I think that we could have a smaller footprint, but I do think that it's to our advantage to have our fingers in the pies in a lot of different places, because if we don't...
Our fingers. Yes. By the way, Mark, yes. You used the term we earlier. We're talking about the U.S. federal government. My fingers aren't in anyone's pies except my own or anybody's pie who gives me consent to put my fingers... It sounds a little dirty at this point, but to give me consent to put my fingers in their pie, I'm not interested in forcing anything against anyone's will. Are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, but wait a minute. What do you mean by fingers in the pie, then?
Well, we need to know what we need to. For instance, in Afghanistan, we're there because these people attacked us. We're fighting.
Whoa! How many Afghanis attacked the United States?
Well, this is where this is where they were hiding.
So you agree with George Bush then, basically, is what you're saying?
You like George Bush and his plan to conquer the world?
Yes. When George Bush said, let's go to Afghanistan. If Mr. Bush needed me, I would say, aye, sir, I would go.
Why would you be so docile and obedient? Why would you believe what a politician...
Pat Tillman did, and they shot him in the back.
Why would you believe what a politician tells you?
The people in Afghanistan at the time were hiding him.
That is not true. The Taliban said that they wanted to see some proof and that they didn't have the power to turn Osama bin Laden over. I mean, it's not like their government is not intrusive in the way that ours is.
Well, back to what I was saying. Hmm. One of the reasons that the police and firefighters were excluded from their union isn't being attacked is because they supported the governor.
Absolutely. Police and firefighters tend to be Republicans, whereas teachers and other public service union employees tend to be Democrats.
Sounds like politics as usual.
Going to get every single time when you participate in this two-party system and you say, oh, go red team, oh, go blue team.
That is so cynical.
It's not cynical. You've got 222 years to look at it, man.
Every politician that's out there isn't trying to line their pockets by supporting the richest people who are trying to put
what
them
percentage,
in office.
What percentage of them
some,
do you need
there
to
are
do
some
that?
People, there
what
are
percentage
some people,
of pop, what percentage of politicians do you need
office,
willing to do that to ruin the system?
There are some people in office that are trying to do the will of the people.
What percentage of people? What percentage of politicians do you need to have to be being corrupt in order to corrupt the system?
Well, if you have one corrupt politician, it can corrupt the system.
I'd say that if you even had 20 corrupt politicians, that you're talking about a system that will no longer work anymore. And you do understand the power corrupts, and that these politicians are moving closer to absolute corruption, absolute power, so therefore absolute corruption.
I'm sorry, I'm frightened by the idea of the will of the people. Wait a minute, hold on.
You've gone so far beyond what's actually happening here. Is that you're in Never Never Land. What we know here, if we can tell, we can pinpoint when someone's trying to screw the American people on behalf of the rich.
Sir,
anytime a politician says that, okay,
I think you're the one who's in Never Never Land. With all due respect,
right? Well, you're talking about tax cuts. Wait a second. When you're talking about tax cuts, you're talking about people being able to keep their money. And I'm not going to call that screwing the American people. I think that people, whether they're rich or poor, should be able to keep their money. And that is because the government's stealing it when they take it.
We shouldn't collect any taxes then.
That's right.
We
should not be stealing. There should not be extortion. There should not be force against peaceful people.
No army, no police, no
army, please.
No,
you can have security services if you wish to pay for them. You can have military services if you wish to pay for them.
Right,
I think those are very important, and I think people are going to go doing that. But when you predicate your system based on force and theft, then you're going to have a problem. Wouldn't you agree?
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Stop the extortion. Stop the threats of violence. And no, I don't want an army. And I don't want to have to pay for that. I'm all in favor of protection, but let me choose what sort of protection I'm interested in. I don't want some bureaucrat deciding that for me or somebody I don't know. 800-259-9231, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Need to store or move stuff? Don't endure the hassle of hauling things to and from that annoying self-storage facility. Let 1-800-PACKRAT bring the portable storage unit to you. We're the simple and affordable storage and moving experts. Just tell us when and where, and 1-800-PACKRAT will deliver a weatherproof and secure portable storage container directly to your home in as little as 24 hours. Our professional delivery team will simply place the container at ground level for easy access. Renting containers for 1 month can cost less than what you'd pay a moving truck for a weekend. When it's ready, we'll move it next door, across the country, or store it in our climate-controlled warehouse. We take care of everything. Call toll-free 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com today and receive 15% off your first month's rent. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com for your free storage or moving quote right now. That's 888-922-2928 or packratradio.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWars Team.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tis the live Saturday edition. We are here to take your calls about absolutely anything. And of course, you can join us on our website where we give you the features for free. Those other talk show hosts don't want to charge you for their sites. We do it free. fact, we probably give you more for free than they charge you for. Go see for yourself. Make your own decision up over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for our email updates or follow our Twitter or Facebook. It's all there, and it's all free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings. I like to go there. Just look at the liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard at libertystickers.com. Also, if you have a band or not-for-profit organization, church, or business, and you need some bump and you want some stickers, but you just want a small run, libertystickers.com can do that for you. They can do it incredibly cheaply. Go to libertystickers.com and check them out and see their liberty messages and get
good
some
stuff, good quality
awesome
product
ones
too. That's what we use for our stickers. So we continue to take your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Jan, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Jan. Jan in Myrtle
stay
Beach.
Let's stay calm about this Wisconsin thing.
Yeah.
Let's face it. We've all been enslaved within the last 20 years. Mm. Our rights have been robbed. We're taxed to death. Our representatives don't read the bills. They don't care. Mm. And we are robbed by the banks. We are robbed by the industries. Everybody's losing their homes. They don't have jobs. What are we going to start doing? Digging for potatoes?
Well, what are you going to do? Because I agree generally with your assessment. But when will people have had enough, and what will they choose to do about it?
I'm hoping when the rest of the country is watching these people, I'm hoping they'll wake up. I'm hoping they'll see the Democrats, the Republicans, they're all the same. Mm. They're there. They're enriching themselves. They don't care about you and me. They don't care if we have health care or not. It's a big joke. If we die in the streets, they don't care, as long as they have the money to take a plane and maybe go to South America and live in the nice rainforest.
I can't say anything against what you put out there.
Yeah, I can't.
I'd say you summed it up. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing
you're
from you.
You're a talk show host.
Right.
Talk show.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue and talk to Paul, listening in Oregon. Paul, you're in Oregon?
Yeah.
And you're listening to KGOE from Eureka, California?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Lucky to get it. I enjoy you guys. I like your kind of anti-government.
How about pro-freedom?
We like pro-freedom.
I like self-government.
Yeah, or it's kind of a kinder anarchy, actually.
Yes, I like that. I like that. Voluntarism, you might want to call it.
But I do. I'm there's some points out there. It's like, you know, when the guy's talking about the potholes and stuff, it's true. It's like we all can't build a road to drive around. And if we're going to drive around, you know, we got to get together and put somebody in power to make our roads to get us around.
Let me give you an idea.
Are you going to do your 10 inches of road and I'm going to do my 10 inches of road? Are we really going to be able to organize ourselves to get the road to where
good
we can
question.
Go?
Let's work on one issue at a time here, and let's talk about roads. I can't go through every one of the sticky issues with you on the ideas of a voluntary society where people don't have guns stuck in their faces and they aren't threatened in order to give money. But I think that the roads issue is one where people certainly have some questions. And, you know, there are many important aspects to life, say eating food. Somehow or another, we manage to get food without the government really getting involved too much. And I think we'd still get food if the government wasn't involved in, say, grocery stores or anything like that at all. And in the same way, transportation, travel is an important right that people have. And I think that you would find that people could still build roads and that kind of thing without the government involvement. And I think you also find that we'd have flying cars already if it wasn't for government involvement.
Yeah,
you can just go
true.
Look at the Mueller Air Car, M-O-L-L-E-R, Mueller Air
Mueller
Car.
Sky Car, I think it's
Sky Car. Fine.
That's going to need some work. I mean,
it's been 30 years. They haven't.
Road.
How can
no,
you R&D these things?
No. It has been operational for decades. Actually, it's just the FAA gets in the way and prevents them from marketing it and selling it.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah,
that's
a bunch of free radicals, like a bunch of bugs running around in the air. They're all going to run into each other if there's no order to it. You know
what? Really, do you think the government's capable of creating order in the skies?
If there was no government, we'd have to create a government, I believe.
I think that, so you're using the term government, and I'm fine with that. As long as government is a voluntary order. I am, for instance...
As a governor, like on a motor, you know?
Indeed.
If you don't have a governor on a motor, the motor blows up. It gets all the gas and gets...
Indeed, absolutely. And we're not talking about no government, okay? We're talking about situations where people have voluntary orders that they opt into. So, for instance, I can't set my house on fire and have the expectation that my insurance company is going to pay for it because signed a document with them that governs my behavior, which is that they'll cover me in case the house catches fire, except if I set it on fire. Now, when you have these involuntary orders, then you find these unintended consequences, consequences that you likely could figure out with the ever-increase of governmental oppression
Capitalism. You're talking about capitalism.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about, capitalism? Sorry.
You're just talking about avoiding paying out and taking in more funds, you know?
Huh? I don't understand what you're saying there.
No, I mean, what you're talking about with the insurance company, that's capitalism. If they can avoid paying out, that's what they're going to do. They can figure out any way not to pay out, even though you paid.
There's a governing document, and it's called a contract. And if everybody abides by that contract, that document governs one's interaction. And I'm certain, and I'm totally for people having governments, if those governments mean that they can, that they can deal with people on an interactive basis. If, for instance, I don't feel that a particular group is serving, the governmental group is serving me particularly well, I should be able to switch. I'd like to give you an example. I had garbage pickup service when I lived in Sarasota, Florida, and you couldn't dump any, you couldn't throw anything away unless it was, properly collated and spindled and labeled and put into the right box. I mean, it was a nightmare in sorting. Well, here, where I live, we have trash pickup by private organizations. And I just put stuff out there, they take care of that, and I get to choose who picks it up. I'm sure I could get the oppressive service if I wanted it, but funny, they don't manage to survive. So when you're talking about these things, in fact, voluntary orders, people really do ask the question, how would trash get picked up without the government? Well, I know the answer. I live in a place where it does. It's possible. It's certainly possible that you could be protected, without a police force that's funded by taxes. It's certainly possible that you could have fire service without...
May I remind you, Mark?
There should be multi-contractual things. Hey, I want roads, so I'm going to...
That's all we're talking about, brother.
And I can take a road, and if I don't want this, then I don't pay into that portion.
Well, thank you for Paul, I think you're right on that, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'd like to remind you, Mark, that and everybody listening, that prior to the 20th century, most roads were done without government involvement. The government usurped control over many private roads in this country. You give people the opportunity to own land and trade and sell and do whatever they need to make business happen. Then they'll figure out whatever they need to figure out to make it so that places can connect with one another. There's an economic incentive there. You put the government in charge of it, they pay five times too much, and then they make it out of inferior material, so they get to keep repairing it every few years.
I don't see anybody can argue with that.
More coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and joining you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
Coming up this summer, June 20th through the 26th, the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. It's happening again. It is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, brought to you by the Free State Project, happening in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire, Rogers Campground, same place as last year, except this time it's going to be longer. This last year was officially only the weekend. People typically stay at Porkfest all week long anyway because it's just that much fun. So now they've expanded the official dates through the entire week, June 20th through the 26th. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. That's Pork as in Porcupine. That's the mascot of the Free State Project. Porkfest.com. The best part is being able to spend the week with people that get freedom. People that understand what individual liberty is all about, what allowing others to be free, why that's so important, and that these are people who get these ideas. We're going to be there broadcasting live, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented folks from around New Hampshire and around the country. More importantly, us New Hampshire people can get together any old time, but this is a great opportunity for people from all over the world and around the country to come to New Hampshire to experience what it's like to have a community of people who understand your vision for what the world should be like, or at least what our little section, a little corner of the world should be like.
Well, I don't know that most people of Porkfest certainly don't agree on this. Anywhere from the sort of Republicans on to the lefty libertarians to all kinds of different folks.
Yeah, they generally agree the government should get out of people's lives. I mean, that's...
Well, to a more lesser and greater extent, they generally agree.
Right. The statement of principle of the Free State Project, when you join it, is, I believe, something to the effect of that you think the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So
property.
Well, whatever. Anyway, so my point being that that does allow for a range, but it generally means that these people think the government is way too big and needs to be turned around, or needs to be going in a more pro-freedom direction. So go to porkfest.com, get registered, use our Free Talk Live coupon code. It's all one word, Free Talk Live. If you go to porkfest.com, you'll save 20% on the early bird registration. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up absolutely anything. We'll talk to Andy, listening in Auburn, New York, to WAUB. Hello, Andy.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I think your philosophy about government can be summed up in one sentence.
Okay, great.
Which is,
I think so too.
Throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Oh, I thought the sentence was going to be that humans should interact on a consensual basis.
Well, I mean, that in an ideal world, that's the case. I agree. But
So what baby's being thrown
democracy
out then? If we're eliminating coercion from human relationships, what institutionalized coercion, then what baby is being thrown out?
Well, democracy is not perfect. There's
going to
be a level. There's going to be, I mean, you show me how a parent can raise a child without a bit of coercion here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're talking about adults here. I mean, I understand.
Our society is made up of more than adults, for one thing. It's also made up of people who... All right, let's say I hear my neighbor getting... someone's banging on her door, trying to break it in so he can get in there and rape her. Or hurt her, or it sounds like something like
you
that.
You better get over there and help. You better get over there and help.
I'm really glad that there are people trained to do that.
They're not going to be there
at any time.
Wait a second. Now, you understand that those people that you're talking about, the cops that you're talking about, have no obligation to show up. Generally, they do. But, you know, those same cops will enforce the gun laws that disarm that lady so she can't. She can't defend herself, as when seconds count in situations like that. The cops are only minutes away. She's
right.
Good and raped by the time they show up.
There you go. So you should throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's your philosophy.
No, sir.
I don't understand how you got from one point to the other.
Please, the point is that yes, there are abuses. There are shortcomings in our government. Certainly. And we should address those abuses and shortcomings.
Here's how
but
you do
you
it.
Guys,
if you
guys
want to address...
never will address a specific abuse or shortcoming because it all comes back every time to abolish the government altogether.
But that's how you address the shortcoming. If the shortcoming
is...
Hold on one moment, sir. Let me explain to you. If the shortcoming is that the police are dropping the ball and not helping the lady who's being raped within the amount of time that they would need to and able to actually help that lady...
Who said that's what's going to happen?
There have been plenty
You're
of examples
that's
of this.
What's going to happen?
Yeah, there have been plenty of examples where the police have arrived too late.
There's been plenty of examples where they have rescued women. And
that's great. I'm glad to hear about that. But that doesn't hold on. You said that you admitted there were problems with the system. Now I'm going to explain to you how you solve those problems, or you move towards a solution that will be more effective. So here's how you do it. You allow people to compete for protection services instead of having this one-size-fits-all criminal monopoly that is guaranteed to get money no matter how piss-poor of a service they're offering to people.
Ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Did you hear about the story where they privatized the fire department?
Sir, that's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm advocating.
They privatized it and made it a monopoly.
And they let the guy's house burn down because he didn't pay his $75.
That was actually a government department.
It was a monopoly situation. He didn't have the option to choose otherwise. And I really have got to ask, if the property burns down, should an insurance company that he doesn't have a contract with, should they pay to rebuild his house?
They shouldn't have let the house burn down.
Why do you support monopolies anyway?
To put it out.
I agree with you. That wasn't the question. Now, I think that if fire services that are competing in the marketplace likely would try to engender goodwill by putting out a house fire instead of what you're talking about, which is not really privatized. This is a government-instituted monopoly, like the electric company.
Well,
most people don't get to choose.
When you privatize something, that's why I'm not advocating privatization. Privatization means the government selects a one corporation to take over its government monopoly, and you still have a government-enforced monopoly just run by a private corporation instead of a municipal corporation. You've changed the deck chairs around on the Titanic. What I'm talking about is stopping threatening violence against peaceful people who aren't interested in your crap can government police services, and then that instantly makes the police department accountable because they can't guarantee that they're going to get funding no matter how crappy of a job that they do. All of a sudden, they become accountable because anytime anybody that wants to can start up a competing police service or competing protection service and do it better. So I want to have a competition and innovation in the areas of fire protection and police,
you know,
rather than a one-size-fits-all monopoly, which is what you're advocating. Why do you support monopolies?
I believe that the parts of our society that are socialized, like the road system, the fire department, the police, the army, the military, all those things, yes, they are monopolized because they are owned and run by the government, therefore they're socialist. It is a monopoly. It doesn't mean that you cannot build some kind of competing... The post office has plenty of competition.
No, sir, they
private,
do.
So you don't know what you're talking about. You be dipping and dapping and don't know what's happening. The fact is the post office has a monopoly on first-class mail. Any mail sent
UPS?
For under a buck.
What's UPS?
No, sir, that is not first-class mail. First-class mail is defined as anything sent under a dollar value. The USPS.
Semantics.
Sorry?
It's not semantics.
Semantics.
It's a monopoly. It's instituted by the federal government.
Something by UPS or Federal Express.
Not if it's less than a dollar. They cannot charge under a dollar
for
this service.
The post office can't even compete with UPS and FedEx. UPS and FedEx will guarantee you a package delivery. The post office just gives you a general time frame. UPS and FedEx...
They're very successful in competing.
You have not listened to the point we've made. It's true. It is true that UPS and FedEx compete with package delivery versus the postal service in general. That is a true statement. However, they are not allowed to compete with first class mail delivery. Do you understand the difference?
Nevertheless, they're doing so well.
Yes, they are.
You're telling me they can't even that the post office can't even compete with them. They're doing so well.
Well, the post office.
Then you're going to turn around and try to say that that it's such a monopoly that private enterprise can't get their foot in the door.
I think it was $65 billion that the post office is going to be in the red. Now, don't quote me. I'm not 100% sure on my number, but they're going to be a red again this year because they simply cannot compete.
They are.
And you and I are going to have to bail their asses out once again because, well, the government thinks the post office is so important.
Thank
when
you.
In fact, all they do is
said.
Deliver pizza delivery coupons and credit card things. I mean, they're a freaking ad venue.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. They're getting their butts whipped by the marketplace in the areas where the market's allowed to compete, but the market is not allowed to compete for services under a dollar.
Need to store or move stuff? Don't endure the hassle of hauling things to and from that annoying self-storage facility. Let 1-800-PACKRAT bring a portable storage unit to you. We're the simple and affordable storage and moving experts. Just tell us when and where, and 1-800-PACKRAT will deliver a weatherproof and secure portable storage container directly to your home in as little as 24 hours. Our professional delivery team will simply place the container at ground level for easy access. Renting containers for 1 month can cost less than what you'd pay a moving truck for a weekend. When it's ready, we'll move it next door, across the country, or store it in our climate-controlled warehouse. We take care of everything. Call toll-free 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com today and receive 15% off your first month's rent. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com for your free storage or moving quote right now. That's 888-922-2928 or packratradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in here now. If you're on hold, 800-259-9231 may get you there. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program, you need to know that we do the website for you for free. You can go and enjoy all the features that we talk about, all the features you see. They're free for you, unlike those other talk show hosts. But we still have to pay for the website. So if you want to help us with that, you can go shop with us at amazon.freetalklive. Ooh, wait a minute. I can't give you that URL anymore. It still works, but we have to promote a different one. Sorry. shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you want to go. That's shop.freetalklive.com, and that will lead you to the Amazon links that will allow you to enter Amazon, and then basically Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price once you enter through our special links. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done as we go to your phone calls about what you want. Sam is listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just heard the lady that called in and said the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress are the same.
Yeah.
She's one of the very few people that has it absolutely right. Mm-hmm. The only thing they're concerned about is getting reelected, period, end of story. They don't vote for you as a voter for them. They vote for the party. You look at it. They vote party line.
They vote for the lobbyists.
Right. They'd give you a vote if you gave them $100,000. They'd vote for you
exactly.
Then.
Exactly. They vote for the people that are funding their campaign. They pay lip service to you. They'll tell you, oh, I'm going to vote for term limits. I'm for term limits. Baloney. They'll say one thing, they'll vote the other way. But nobody follows up. Nobody's watching them. You know, so they'll say, well, I heard my congressman say he's going to vote this way, but did you actually look and see how he voted? And almost nobody does. And, I mean, who can blame him? I mean, everybody's working hard. They don't have time to go and
absolutely
check up on all this stuff.
People are busy. And or even if they do check up on it, even if they do realize that they've been lied to and they've been scammed, for whatever reason, so many people will get bilked the next time. Oh, 2 years later, you've got a new candidate, and this new candidate says he's going to be different. And they never end up being different, do they?
No, there are probably about 10 or 15% of the people, I'll give them credit, that actually are working really hard. They're earning their money. But let me ask you something. 15 grand a month in their accounts every month. That's 180 grand a year is what your congressmen and senators make.
Plus perks.
Look at your paycheck. Do you make 15 grand a month? Do I make 15 grand a month? Way, way less. Why do the people who represent us, why do the people who represent us get so much more money than we do? And have such, and which equates to a higher lifestyle. Why?
Well, because they can, right? Because they are holding the reins of a criminal organization that extracts massive amounts of money and wealth from productive human beings like you and I, and they can lavish as much of it on themselves as they would like.
Any business would be like that if the employees could vote themselves raises, you know.
There you go. Oh, and you also, even after making the, just to kind of point something out, that one of your vocabulary words, even after pointing out that these people don't represent you, you still call them your representative. So it's pretty clear that they're not, right? I mean, these are humans who are using violence against you. They're not your servants, because servants don't behave that way. Servants don't do things you would like them not to do.
Well, that's absolutely right. But you know something? The thing they do is they put Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other, conservative values versus liberal values, and let you argue all day. Because their points are obviously completely different. But the point is, if you're too busy arguing, like, to your red in the face on your liberal conservative side, you're too busy to look at what's really going on. They're the ones that are raking in the dough the whole time, and they're laughing because you're having liberal conservative arguments over here.
Absolutely,
you know?
Right.
Yep.
Thank you, Sam, for the call and the thoughts tonight. Yes, sir. You nailed it there. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. Brett is listening in Humboldt, California. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live. How are you listening tonight?
Hey, I'm listening on my my little AM/FM radio in the kitchen while we're doing dinner.
Where are you at? Humboldt? Is that near Eureka?
Oh, yeah, right next door to Eureka.
Okay, cool. So you're listening to KGOE.
We're just a little bit south.
Great. So what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I've been listening to you, and this is great. I mean, I got a couple of them here. Okay, I want to go along with your kinder general, gentler anarchy plan. we're going to have a 12-person board, much like the people who have decided about your sex case.
Yes.
A 42-year-old person should have sex.
Should not.
You and me on the panel, 12-person board, and we decide if every 42-year-old person should have sex. Why limit it to one?
Yeah, I mean, just because this guy happens to have a problem.
Then everybody will look at this like it's just an every other day thing. But see, I want to be on that panel. First, I want to look at the people who are making these decisions. Can you get pictures of these people that are on this panel?
For the purpose of?
I want to know if they're over 42 and if they look like they're worthy, of my opinion, of them having sex.
Now, I take it you're being facetious here.
Who gets to watch the watchers?
No, but that brings me back to the 12-person panel. You know, I'd say this would be a good time to have a 12-person board to decide if any 42-year-old person should go out there and have sex. But that's a whole other thing.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Back to Mud and Berries. I think three people in a row who firmly believe no politician left behind should be our program.
What's that mean?
That means, much like our education system here in California, that we erase and eradicate every single one of these people.
I hope you mean peacefully.
Being in charge of being our current government. Erase all their names and put in new ones. Let's find brilliant minds.
How about we just erase the positions of power? I have a modified proposal. How about we just erase the positions of power, and then nobody gets to have them?
Okay, here's my first step. Is they tell us to protect ourselves with a V-chip.
What is a V-chip?
The violence chip the parents lock up.
Oh, yeah, it's violent. Well, if that's the case, we have to take off every Fox News broadcast station by installing our V-chip at home, and then go out and visit the elderly and install it on their TV because they don't know how to operate the remotes.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800. It's a little bizarre, but I kind of like what he had to say.
It's full of jokes.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. Putting new people in positions of power will not solve the problem. Then you will just simply have people that are maybe a little more inexperienced at wielding it, and that's not going to significantly change anything. Eliminating the power over other humans' lives, over other peaceful humans, is I think the ideal that we need to be looking toward.
Let's continue. This is an ideal. This is not what I have the expectation is going to happen tomorrow.
It's going to take time.
Yeah, I just believe that over time that people are going to want better and better customer service out of their government, and they're going to demand that. And I think that the only way that the government is ever going to provide that is if it offers these things, is through competition, and if it offers these things voluntarily.
Well, I look forward to that day, Mark, when people look back in the past and they'll say to their kids, can you believe that we actually used to have majority rule in this country?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm for people's freedom on every issue every time, and I'll take more freedom on an issue rather than absolute freedom on every issue, on any issue. So I'm not some kind of radical out here saying, destroy everything! I'm just somebody who wants more freedom.
Let's talk to industry, calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live, or calling from many places, apparently. Calling from more than one place. Go ahead.
I am in all places.
Oh, okay.
I am industry. Bow down before me. I will destroy your son.
My son?
Yes, your son.
I think my son will be fine.
You mean the sun in the sky?
It won't be fine after my death ray shines upon it and freezes in a ball of ice.
Oh, it's the sun.
Yes, it's someone making fun of Sunfest.
There's only one way you can stop it, and that is by fasting.
Stop eating, and industry will no longer be able to shoot the sun with its freeze ray.
Yeah, it's industry evil.
That's funny.
The captains of industry are working on my sun-destroying ray as you speak. And every time you buy a $9 toaster, they get closer to their objective.
Do they get closer if I buy a $90 toaster? Do they get 10 times closer, or is it a diminishing law of diminishing returns?
It doesn't really matter. Any toaster you buy, it ups the percentage.
This is Cobra Commander,
isn't
it? Is this Cobra Commander?
This is not Cobra Commander.
He has the same mannerisms, I think, as Cobra Commander.
Same cadence.
And I love Cobra Commander. This is a pretty good imitation of a long
Cobra Commander, you're using a voice modulation system, and you're just calling in, aren't you?
I do not use voice modulation. I have many voices. I am the voice of industry.
All right. Thank you for the call, voice of industry. We certainly appreciate it. For those that don't know, if you're your first time listening, he's making fun of somebody who's called our show for the last several weeks on and off, calling herself Sunfest, and she all kinds of rambles crazy about how the industry is, or how the economy is killing the sun, and that fasting will solve everything, and all kinds of other just completely incoherent rambles that he was making fun of her. And I think, you know, kind of summing up her points in a much more coherent
manner. He's clearly done his homework.
And he does sound a lot like Cobra Commander, who is another occasional caller to this program, a great character caller. And I'm sure we'll be hearing from Cobra Commander again at some point in the future as he ramps up his campaign for the 2012 presidential election. I may actually vote in the presidential election in 2012, if not for any other reason than to write in Cobra Commander. We're out of time for tonight, although Darth Vader's also a good choice, too.
Take a walk on the dark side, baby.
All right, let's go. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fiber to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lead back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.